Apple has acquired a company called FaceShift, which makes the motion capture technology used in the upcoming Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. FaceShift specializes in applying the real-time facial expressions of an actor to a 3D animation. Terms were not disclosed in this, and Kevin Toefel, I think this is something that one has to speculate, because this technology is not applicable, to the best of my knowledge, to any known Apple product or service. What do you think they're going to use this for, this amazing technology?
Yeah, this really came out of left field to some degree. I mean, it reminded me of, you know, the Apple tie-in with Pixar back in the day with Steve Jobs, but I don't think it's about making movies or anything like that. My guess is gaming. I'm gonna go with gaming on that. And there have been examples of that in the past. I remember I used to play the Tiger Woods game, the EA game on Xbox, and you could actually take a photo of your face and they would apply it to the character in the game. It's very rudimentary, but this would be totally different. So I don't know if it's, you know, something that they have planned for Apple TV gaming, perhaps. Maybe login to devices, facial recognition, but it's a tough call, really tough call. I don't know what they're going to do with this, quite honestly.
One of the fun things about being a technology journalist who spends lots of time, as you do, thinking about what's coming and seeing and putting together all of the trend lines is that sometimes you see a technology of perfect inevitability and the public doesn't see it because they're not immersed all day in this kind of information. And one of these inevitabilities is virtual reality and mixed reality. It's going to be huge. Everyone who tries the really good versions of virtual reality and mixed reality walks away transformed. It's so compelling and addictive and engaging that it's absolutely going to become a mainstream major consumer medium. And a company like Apple is going to know that as well. So I think your gaming prediction is a good one. Virtual reality in general is a good one. And I think it's just a certainty that so much social networking will take place in virtual spaces, kind of a Second Life thing, but 3D, 3600 degrees, you can walk around. And this will require, for the absolute maximum degree of engagement, for your physical movements to be sort of semi-automated, but your facial expressions and your hand gestures to be actually reflective of what you're actually doing. So, for example, when you laugh or smile or wink or do whatever, your virtual reality avatar will do the exact same thing and engage with another avatar, etc. It's absolutely going to be a major factor. Whether it's in 3 years or more like 10 years, it's absolutely going to come, and companies like Apple are going to want to be in front of it. That's not to say that that's what they're going to do with this. Another possibility is that they're going to become a content creation studio, and they want to make a new kind of content to be consumed passively by consumers. And yet another one, which is a long shot, I think, is simple desktop replacement for video chat, so a replacement for Skype. So a lot of people are shy about being on camera, so what they could do is substitute an avatar for the actual person, and they can carry on conversations. Do you hear the real voice? You'd see the real expressions in real time, and so on. But it can be some other character. It can be a cartoon version of yourself. It can be a bear. It could be anything, and that's yet another possibility. But I think I'm with you. I think this is really a long play for some sort of virtual reality or virtual reality gaming of some kind.
I like the idea of using a different avatar for a video chat. You know, you can make yourself look like anyone or look better, which is nice. We should probably note the Apple bought PrimeSense about 2 years ago. That's the company that is behind the Microsoft Kinect sensor. So maybe another loose tie-in to gaming, but just technology in general, this type of technology. So it's not the first such purchase, but it's an interesting one because they haven't purchased anything very, you know, much like this before. So I'm still going to go with the gaming thing and see what they do.
Yeah, it's exciting. And of course, unfortunately, Apple doesn't talk about this stuff. They have this canned statement they make every time any journalist asks them about an acquisition. They trot it out. I don't even know why stories still report this line. It's the same line. You know they're going to say it, and they're not going to say anything until they're actually shipping a product. So it's going to be a while before we hear about this company again. I'm quite certain of that.